of course, the only car I'm interested in is the LaSalle. The LaSalle. I mean, he's lucky to have a used Whippet. You know, that kind with the square wheels. But he always would say that. It's a kind of the reverse strain of... Speaking of Babbitt, this just brings up the subject of Babbitt. Speaking of Babbitt, let's let Babbitt here have a couple of words with you. Friends, stay tuned for the voice of Zenith. I'll award you a brass figligy with bronze oak leaf palm if you can tell me what Zenith stood for. Zenith. No. Everyone thinks of Zenith Radio. They think of something arching to the top of the zenith of its arc. No. Zenith was and is an important place in American literary history. Zenith. Now, who lived in Zenith? And what was Zenith about? Well, as a kid, I lived in Zenith, I'll tell you. I don't think you can escape it. When you stand in front of a mirror, now this all brings back what the image of a guy is, what he believes he really is, what he secretly thinks of himself as. This is a very difficult question. Really a difficult question. I think one of the reasons why we create movie stars, we create gods of one kind or another, whether they be presidents or statesmen or something else. These are people who have somehow shucked off the skin of human frailty. They have pierced that barrier of being just rotten people who have trouble getting their socks back from the laundry. You never think in terms of Cary Grant having trouble with the phone company. You just don't see Cary Grant. Now look, this is Cary Grant. I don't care about your system. No, you just don't see these people doing that. Our lives, yes. A very, very difficult thing to see. I think many a kid thinks of himself as Four Eyes. I wonder how many top statesmen, if you're standing in the crowd, I'd love to just once try it. You're standing in a crowd, and here's this guy up there. He's 78 years old. He's a giant statesman. And you're watching up there, and he's saying, and I believe that our concern for the people of Peru must transcend the bounds of human avarice. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, knock it off, Four Eyes! Well, you have stripped it away. You have left this little skinny kid with twisted yellow glasses, you know, the kind with the gold-filled frames that get all twisted, makes his ears green when he wears them. You have stripped away the man who has for all of his life been trying to transcend that thing, and all of a sudden there's Four Eyes standing up there. All right, Four Eyes! Hey, Four Eyes! Oh, man. How do you see yourself in the morning? Now, don't laugh. This is a subject of many a European playwright. When you stand in front of the mirror in the morning, you have awakened. You staggered into the bathroom. And your eyes, you know, you know that thing of just vaguely, you're not really in contact yet. This is when the animal is purely at its most animalistic. You are still part of the body, which is lying there, you know, snoring away. I don't care who it is. Can you imagine Sophia Loren laying there, you know, snoring away, hollering? And sure, the minute people go to sleep, it's all gone. I don't care. PhDs, it's all stripped away, presidents and all that. You're a normal or abnormal or whatever you are. You're just a plain, ordinary creature. You're an animal. Well, when you get up in the morning, you are likely to see yourself clearer at that moment than at any other moment of the day, because you slowly assume the role which you are playing. Do you know that in one of the major universities here on the East Coast, in fact, it's one of the Big Ten colleges, one of the Ivy League schools, I have their catalog, and they teach in one of their business administration setups there, they teach the art of role playing. So help me, I'm raising my hand. In short, when you come into this class, you are taught how to play a role. Literally, what is your role in life? Now, the term role is very important. Most people use that phrase all the time. They say, my role in life is to be... Role is a fictional creation. Role is out of a novel. It's out of a fictional creation of the mind of man. In short, you are never really what you are. You are playing a role constantly. And now it's coming out in the open, and you can learn it. Oh, by the way, in the same university, they also teach the art of the business lunch, which, speaking of role-playing, is one of the...